You know, I want us to start with 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
An adversary is someone that is against you.
That's right.
And he's against every living soul. You know, sometimes we might think he's just against the saints, but he's not. He's against every living soul. He's an adversary to each and every human being. And his desire is to devour us. You think of a lion. If you were in the forest or woods or wherever, and you face to face with the lion, he's going to devour you. That's his nature. The devil's nature is to devour. He has no good intentions whatsoever. Sometimes I can't understand how people continue to live on the devil's territory. Because he's no good. He doesn't love you. He doesn't care about you. He's going to do everything he can to trip you up and to make you fall. I was thinking about my granddaughter a few weeks ago. She went to the neighbor's house. We had a garage sale to see if she wanted something. And the neighbor's dog was in the window. She said she kind of, I waved at him. She thought he was friendly. Neighbor opened the door, and that dog got a hold to her foot. He didn't want to let it go. He was like he was trying to bite it off or whatever. She finally shook her foot and tried to get him off. She fell and she got up. When she got up, he went after her and she put her arm up and he bit under her arm. I want to tell you that dog is like the devil. He wants to get a hold to us and he don't want to let us go. And he'll do everything he can to devour us. But it is our responsibility to our soul. Don't be devoured. We're going to have to, there are things that we need to do to not let him devour us. You know, I was thinking, let's go to John 10 and 10. We need God. Because he's going to use many tactics to devour us. And alone, we are no match for him. You see, if you're not saved, you need God. You may not want him. You may feel like you want to do your own thing, but you need God. All of us need God, saved and unsaved alike, because we're no match for him. He's relentless. He's a fierce adversary, and he's out to get you and me, all of us. And so we must have the power of God on our side to be able to fight him. Otherwise, we'll lose. We'll lose. John 10 and 10.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Yes.
I am come that they might have life. That they might have it more abundantly.
The thief. The devil's a thief. He'll steal you. He'll steal your salvation if you let him. He'll kill you. He's not your friend. And he will destroy you. So we have to gird up the loins of our minds, as the scriptures say. We have to equip ourselves with things from God to be able to fight this fierce enemy we have. He, you know something? He'll let you get almost to the end, almost into heaven. And he'll try to snatch it away from you at the very last. In the scripture, it says about Moses. It says the archangel, contended with the enemy over Moses. Moses made that one error, that error right before he died, and the devil wanted to claim him, but he didn't let him. The Lord didn't let him. See, if we have the Lord on our side, he's not going to let him. We, if we'll do what he say do and go where he say go and follow his word and what he says, he won't let him, no matter what. He'll put up a big fight, but he won't. God will be there for us. So in order to fight the devil, we first need to be saved. We're not gonna fight him on our own. You know, how you gonna fight the devil and you on his side? It ain't gonna work. You gotta give your heart to the Lord, and then you'll be equipped to fight him. The devil is our enemy. 1 John 5:4. Sometimes we might be a little hesitant to talk about the devil, but I'm telling you, we need to make known how he works, so that people will be aware of his tricks and the things they do.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
How are we going to overcome? It's through our faith. It's through our confidence in God. It's through our connection with God. We have to make connection with him in order to overcome. And read verse 18 in that same chapter.
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not.
Yes. So that's how we get it. That's how we have the ability to fight him. We're born of God. Right. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Yes.
All of us, right. We must be born again. Yes. And whosoever is born of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not.
Yes.
What a privilege. Don't you know you're a privileged person when you're born of God? Because you got the power of the Almighty God on your side. When the devil comes up in your face and try to make you feel like he's going to get you, you can say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You have the power of God to stand on. You have nothing to stand on if you're living on your own. But if you're living for God, you have his power.
Yes.
And God has all power in heaven and in earth. There's no way that the devil can beat us.
Yes.
He can't win against God. But he sure can win against this natural man.
That's right.
But he can't win against God.
Yes. That's right.
Let's go now to Psalms 91. We have a privilege. We're gonna see some of the privileges. 91:1-3. Thank you for your prayer. I'm feeling a little better.
Thank you, Lord.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes, praise God.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge.
Yes.
And my fortress.
Yes, he is.
My God.
Yes.
My God.
will I trust.
My God.
Praise the Lord.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
Yes.
And from the noisome
pestilence.
Yes.
It's the third verse. You want more?
No. So you see how that when you're living for God, you are in a secret place. He's trying his best. He's lurking around to find a way to get you, but he doesn't know you're protected. We're in the secret place of the Most High. We're under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, it's just wonderful to live for God. I just, if I could shout it to the from the housetop, I would shout it. It's a wonderful life to live for God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto everyone that believes. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I'm thankful it didn't stop at the Jews. It came to me too. Thank the Lord. So we have a privilege. When we go to God, we have someone to fight for us. I want to tell you, let's talk a little bit about that secret place, how it helped Job. If you, I'm because of the time, I'm not going to read the story. But you remember that God told the devil, have you considered my servant Job? He said, the devil said, you got a hedge about him. You take that hedge, you've been blessing him, you take it, and he'll curse you to your face. Did he curse it to him? No. You know why? He was in a secret place. He thought that if he took all of the things that Job had and his children, that he would give up the Lord and he would curse him to his face. He didn't know that he was hid away. We're hid away with God in that secret place, and he couldn't find him. He couldn't find him. He thought he could, but he couldn't. So that's why we need the Lord, because he's going to help us in a secret place, and the devil won't be able to find us. He think he can take everything. Then he says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he'll give for his life, I don't know the exact words. And do you know what? He put those balls all the way from the head to the feet, and he still didn't curse him to his face. So God, this is our refuge. This is our strength. And if we're in a secret place, the devil can't get to us. He'll try, though, and we must do our part. Psalms 27, let's read 1 through 5.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail.
Yes.
Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
That's right.
Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident.
Yes.
For one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Yes.
For
in the time of trouble, thank the Lord. He shall hide me in his pavilion.
Thank the Lord.
In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock.
You see how if the Lord is our refuge, if the Lord is our defense, he has a secret place to hide us. And he said, the war should rise against me. Do you know there's nothing that comes upon us that is able to overtake us unless we allow it?
Lord, help us.
if we will be faithful to God, He's going to be with us. No matter, one scripture said He'll go with us through the water. He'll go with us through the fire. Whatever. What about the three Hebrew children? Do you think that He doesn't have the ability to go with us through the fire like He did them? I say, nay, He has that ability. Yes. Whatever we go through, fire of whatever sort, He'll be there with us through the fire. And so we want to just live for Him. And when we live for Him, we have this great privilege. Psalms 46 and 1. So when the devil raised his ugly head, do like Sister Belinda said. What she say? You put your foot down and say, you put your head in the air and you, what's the rest of that? And you say, what? Looking straight in the eye. Yes, my mind's made up. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. You know, this message is not to make us afraid of him. It's to make us know his tricks and tactics and how he tries to devour. But we can be strong and we can stand flat-footed and we can put our head, look him straight in the eye. Devil, get thee hence. What did Jesus say? Mm-hmm. He told him. Yes. We have that same privilege.
Yes.
Did you read 46 and 1?
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Yes.
Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Mm-hmm. Read. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. For there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God,
yes,
the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High.
Thank the Lord. God is our refuge and strength,
yes, He is.
A very present help in trouble. Let's go to Micah 6 and 8. We want to know that we have, even though we are facing a fierce enemy, an adversary, one that doesn't like us, one that is bent on destroying us, yet we have God on our side, and we can stand flat-footed, and we can face him with our face-to-face, look him dead in the eye, and point to the Lord that is able to help us. We can't say anything. We can say God is our refuge and strength. If you can't think of anything to say, tell him, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble.
Yes.
Jesus did that. When he was facing the enemy, he used the scriptures to stand on. He told him to get away from him, but he used scripture. He gave him the reason because of the scripture.
All right. He has shown thee, O man, what is good. Mm-hmm. What doth the Lord require thee but to do justly and to love mercy and
to
walk humbly with thy God?
Yes. You know what we need to do? We need to draw close to the Lord.
That's
walk humbly with the Lord. How are you going to fight the devil? Don't get on his territory. Don't get, you know, some people, sorry, but they look like that's the world and this is the Lord, and they get just as close to it as they can. You're going to fall.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Just keep going close to that world, you're going to fall. That's what the devil wants. But if you get far away from the world, and you, this is the Lord, and you just hug the Lord and hold on to him, you walk humbly with your God.
Yeah.
He's going to be your strength. He's going to be your help. He's going to be all our help. Colossians 2 and 6. We must prepare. We want to prepare to fight this enemy. But the way to do it is to get close to the Lord.
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith that ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
So if you just walk with the Lord, you just get as close to him, he's going to be our strength. Galatians 5 and 16. We have a battle on our hand, but we can win the battle. If we go into this battle feeling like we're going to be defeated, we lost the battle already. We must not do that. We must know that I am going to fight. I am going to win by the grace of God. Not in my strength, not in my ability, but in the power of God. He gives us his power over all the enemy, all his tactics. None of his tactics do we have to be destroyed by. We don't have to be devoured.
Thank the Lord.
Yes. Okay, Galatians 5 and 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Walk in the Spirit. That's why he gives us his Spirit. He told the disciples that ye shall have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Right.
When you get saved, the next step is to go on to perfection.
Right.
The next step is to get filled with the Spirit of God. It's going to take the Spirit of God for us to fight the devil with. If we stay in a justified state, that carnal nature will start eroding away at our salvation experience. So that's why we need to get rid of it and be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
If you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right.
These are the ways the devil wants to devour us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This is not a physical battle. It is a spiritual battle. And in order to fight this battle correctly, we need the Spirit of God to help us. We also need to put on the armor, the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6 and 10 to 17. We got to get ready, people. We're going to fight the devil. We got to get ready. It would make no sense. You know what? I lived in Florida so long, we had hurricanes. I'm telling you, if you don't get ready for that hurricane, your house is going to be messed up. And even with your best, the hurricane is very destructive. But you have to get ready. You know, 2 or 3 days ahead that the hurricanes come, and you sit there and don't board up your window, you better believe you're not going to have them. That hurricane is going to take it. You have to get ready. There's something for us to do. We don't have to. God will do his part. I think in somebody's message the other night, since I've been here, there's a part for us. There's a part for the Lord. The Lord does his part. Now we have a part to do. We don't need to be lazy. You know, sometimes people just they're lazy. Don't want to get up. Want to sleep all around all day. And all this kind of most of the day. But let's not be lazy. Let's get up. Let's do all the things we need to do. Yes, that we might win. In the end, we want to win. We want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Ephesians 6, 10 to 17.
Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And in the power of his might.
That's right.
Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Yes.
Stand therefore.
Amen.
Having your loins girt about with truth.
Yes.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 15. Above all, taking the shield of faith.
Yes.
Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes.
17. And take the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Look at this. We have all this equipment. There's no reason for us to go down. We have the helmet. We got to have the helmet of salvation. Without it, we're going to fall. How was David able to take the giant down? Right up there. Right up in his forehead. So we need the helmet of salvation, don't we? And then we have the sword of the Spirit. And then the devil try to make, oh, you're not saved. Oh, this and that. Lift the shield of faith. Get behind me, Satan. Lift the shield. We got all this equipment. God is so good. He didn't leave us down here to be destroyed. He gave us everything we need to be able to fight and to be able to win.
Listen. Listen, you want this. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Thank the Lord. It's going to take that. It's going to take prayer, and it's going to take watching. We can't afford to just walk through here like everything's okay. The devil will stick his foot out and make you fall. So you got to be watching, and you got to be praying. You gotta be wise too, because the devil, he'll try to sneak one thing in and he'll go around and sneak it another way. He'll try different tactics. I want to say when Jesus came, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And then he resisted, and then he came back again, if thou be the Son of God. He's fierce. He's relentless.
Yeah.
You might say, get behind me, Satan, today on this, that he may come tomorrow with the same thing, trying to bring it another way to keep you from sin. But we need to be wise. And you know, God is good. The light of God will tell you, oh, that's the devil trying to get you again on the same thing. Saints and friends, we have a fierce enemy. But God is able to help us, and we will be helped if we will stay in his presence and walk with him. Pray for me.